Do you usually stand? Do you mind?
Sure.
Put up your right hand. You don't have to repeat, but agree at the end. Ready? We, the members of the Board of Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, do solemnly swear that we will discharge our duties according to law as members of the above-named board to the best of our ability. So help me God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. If you'll both, all three of you sign.
Jeff, that's worse than a doctor.
It is been my signature since I was in high school.
Yeah, Lady can never figure out mine either.
Would you like to elect chairman next?
Yes. All right, I'd like to make motion that we make David Akers chairman.
Second that.
All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Let's switch seats.
Let's switch seats.
Okay. Jeff, did you bring your laptop?
I did not.
I sent you all a link so you could look at everything. I thought you used one last time.
I was on the other side of the county and ran over here, so I didn't have my laptop with me.
For Friday, just so you know.
Huh?
For Friday, just so you know, I put everything in the cloud so you could click on it and see everything up close in front of you when
okay.
When you're talking
about maybe I should go out and get mine at some point.
Well, we'll have the same stuff up here.
Should. Okay. All right, Wes, what's the first one we've got? We got somebody here.
I know that gentleman sent over there was here.
Sir, what's your name?
Yes, sir.
Which case do you have here?
My case number?
Or which one is it?
It's a BECC. We demolition the house, and I've asked for the land to be all converted back to a natural estate, agricultural.
Okay, what's the name on this one?
It's
2022-2.
B-E-C-C. Okay, B-E-C-C.
Page 2, last one.
Five B-E-C-C.
Why don't you come on up? Do I need to say now in session, or did Jeff already do that? Are we good? Good.
All right. My name is Bud Gears. I'm from Joplin, Missouri. In Branson, the city of Branson, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've spent about $40,000 over there, what they call homeless. We call them rodents. We've torn down 3 establishments, keep picking up trash every month, and the city of Branson has no solution. If you probably saw there on TV last week, they had a meeting or so. But anyway, we have torn down a house at 2188 Fall Creek, a Kohlfeldt house. Kohlfeldt's been in Branson from year one. We complied with all the requirements of the city of Branson, tore the house down, cleaned the facility all up, dug up everything out of the ground, replaced the soil, planted the grass, and I've asked the county assessor to change the classification of 3 acres from residential to agricultural and return it to the natural state. The BECC group, there's 5 groups owned by several people all on the United States. It was planned at one time to make an exposition center there, and the landing beat us. So the land's been sitting now for about 20 years. And we like to keep it as agricultural until we find something to do with the land. We have opened negotiations up with Department of Development, Mayo Clinic. So far, it hasn't gone anywhere. We've also talked to Osage Indians, so that hadn't gone anywhere either. So all I'm asking the county assessor to do is to take the 3 acres from residential and let it be agriculture and let it go back to the natural state. All the rest of the area in that area is wooded and wildlife in the area. There's about 120 acres in there.
So there's 120 acres...
Not on this track, there's 40.
Okay, so this is a 40-acre track.
40, 40, 30 acres for BECC. There's another company called BBH, and he has about 25 acres.
So are you in here... Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
are you in here asking about the 40 acres only?
Only.
Okay, which is 2022-2, right,
yeah.
Wesley?
No, there's 3 acres of the 40 acres. It's residential, and there's nothing there anymore. And we're not going to do any development. Our group has decided to mothball the land until we find some development.
What is the other 40 acres currently zoned?
Excuse me, sir?
What is the other 40 acres currently classified as?
Most of it's all agricultural.
Okay. Of the 120?
Yes.
So there's only 3 acres that aren't?
There's only up by Godden Country. I don't know if you know where that is, up there by Applebee's. The only income we have, we rent Godden Country, 50 by 400 feet, so he can get to his parking lot.
Okay, is that zoned differently, or classified differently?
It's a BEC5.
Okay.
What we've done, as we bought these tracts of land, we set them up in different LLCs, and it starts off at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. At one time, 5 sold to a guy named Glenn Patch.
Yep.
And Glenn didn't make it.
Right.
And we had to take it back.
Okay.
And last time I saw Glenn Patch, he was down in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to clarify for you.
Sure,
because
sure.
I've spoken, you said to your partner, Dan?
He was my contractor. He was a contractor for me. Dan.
Okay. So the reason why he's got these 3 acres, there was a house on this property in 2020?
Yes, ma'am.
It burnt down. When it burnt down, they scraped the land, nothing.
Let's back up just a minute. 2188 did not burn down. The homeless took it over, and the city condemned it.
Okay, but it's gone.
It's gone.
It is gone. That's the clear part. It's gone. No. When they scraped the land, there's still water and sewer and what we call site prep, that's why it's still there, because you can build something new there. Once you site prep, that stays on your tax bill for that parcel, because he can't undo the sewer, water, and electrical readiness because it's already been prepped.
And that's for those 3 acres you're talking about.
That's where those 3 acres are. And the other thing I want to point out, because I've been looking at this as I learned my job, really, they're not supposed to be agriculture. They don't have any agricultural, there's no animals. I mean, if you put a goat or something on there, but he's got nothing. And then he doesn't have, because I brought it with me, he'd have to have qualifying payments under like soil conservation or agricultural assistance. And we have a lot of the county that's been done that way, but I've already said we're going to redo land. And so this could be a sticking point, but right now you're in a good spot as agriculture. But
all the rest of the property that he's talking
about?
Everything is agriculture except these 3 acres or the 40 acres? Just 3 acres?
Except these 3 acres. The 3 acres is residential because 3 acres is the site prep.
Right.
And it's 8,000 residential. And then the rest of it is all agricultural, which I pointed out. And then he had some buildings on this, some structures, which he wanted me to remove those because they're not very good. So we did go out and look at that for him. And that's when he found out, we found people were living in it. Mm. And these poor people, the neighbor who doesn't even own the land has been renting this falling down barn and this falling down chicken house. He's been collecting rent on it and he doesn't even own it. It's just, it's a strange circumstance. But from the assessor point of view, we do have his structures as agriculture, and we have all the rest of that property as agriculture.
That's correct.
And
Jeff, if you deal with this before, because I mean, I guess my thought process is that if it gets developed, it gets reassessed. I mean, if they develop it in any manner, but does the fact that it has water, sewer going to that land continue to make it residential? I don't know if we've had that. Do you remember any of your
points? I don't. So just point of clarification, are you saying that in order for it to be ag land, assessed ag land, it needs to have some type of ag use such as hay or cattle or
well, and we have
that
this
means
is this
that,
year, so we've left it alone.
So
what about the park?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I mean, that would mean that, I mean, 80% of the land in Taney County, I mean, there's tons and tons and tons and tons of land. Are you proposing that you reassess that as not ag land?
If I follow the statutes next year, because I said I'd go
can
over
I, Can I see that?
I don't know. Yes.
Please. I'm just curious as to whether or not, like, what are they doing with parks? Things like that. What do we, that's
parks.
Ag?
See. Park is
a park.
Exempt because it belongs to the city.
Exempt
it belongs
altogether.
To the state.
Well, if it's Department of Conservation, say a city, something like that, is that still,
that's,
is that exempt?
That's
under,
exempt property.
I mean,
I'm just putting this in front of you.
There's there's a lot of, and we're up here as a board to have discretion on this kind of thing.
Sure.
I know that there is a lot of items that are ag land where they have water and sewer to that property. And, I mean, I could think of dozens right now in my head that has water and sewer at right. the property, and it doesn't mean that it's not, that's taxed as ag land. And in my estimation, it definitely shouldn't change. So,
well, he's asking for a change for these 3 acres from residential to ag. Right.
Well, considering it's a blighted, I mean, it's almost blighted property already. They're not doing anything with it. The other 40 or the other 37 are ag, and it's, I don't see why it wouldn't be changed to ag just because it has water and sewer on it.
But
everyone in the county is residential for just that part.
We complied with what the city of Branson required us to do. We removed all utilities except there's a well out there. The brother used the well. Branson told us to leave the well alone.
Leave it well alone?
Yeah.
Because it's being used by another property.
Was used.
Which is a neighbor property.
Our brother. We brought one brother out years ago.
Okay.
And the other one had it. The Coalfelt's been down there 500 years, I think.
So if you don't even have any of the other utilities, then.
No.
I make a motion that we change classification to ag and grant his request.
Second.
This.
We have a motion.
We do have a motion. I'm going to ask. You wanted to make some discussion or comment.
I do. This is a question here. I mean, I've got statutes I'm supposed to follow, and you're talking every property in the county has a site prep, and the site prep is residential.
Okay.
So realize in the future you've got not just him, but everybody.
My thought process right now with this particular property is it's got nothing else on it except this well. All the rest of it is already ag. It sounds like to me this is going to be an issue that we're going to have to take on with other properties.